You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of At Your Service. Brad Young sitting in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. I've got to tell you, I've been looking forward to this show all week because I've got some great topics. I had an opportunity to do an interview tonight and I said no. I wanted open phone lines all evening because we've got great topics that are just screaming for your input, like cancellation of student loans, scientific evidence that men and women think differently. What? We needed a study for that. How about Missouri bills on expired temp tags? Whether St. Louis streets are any safer? Do kids have First Amendment rights? Oregon is thinking twice about their legalize all drugs, including psychedelic and hard drugs. Is it a good idea? All kinds of topics that the only thing that's missing from those topics is you. So we're going to be having open phone lines all night tonight. And again, I've been really looking forward to it. Also, I wanted to mention that, as you know, you can listen to this show on the Odyssey app, and I wanted to give a shout out. There's a guy, a worship pastor from my church, Brian Wells, says he listens to the show on the podcast every week. So appreciate that, Brian. Thank you very much. But also, you can do that too. You can get the Odyssey app. It's free and it's easy to get. You can listen to all your favorite shows at any time. You can podcast it. You can listen to it live. Whatever works for you. That's what the Odyssey app is designed to do. Also, I want to bring in Matt Pajeski, producer extraordinaire. Matt, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you too, Brad.
I wanted to bring you in for this story because Last week we had some troubling news last week, and that is that the inventor of the Pop-Tart, Bill Post, passed away last week. And is Pop-Tarts. You know, yes. Listen, I'm obviously I'm older than you, but when I was a kid, Pop-Tarts was literally the go-to breakfast food at the young household. How about Pajeski's?
It was for me too, Brad. Cherry Pop-Tarts in the morning.
Yep.
Could not beat it because it's, first off, they're delicious.
They are.
Second, they're quick. You can, you know, sleep in a little bit when you're running late for school. You grab a quick Pop-Tart on your way out. It's amazing. You open it up, and also there's two in there. Like, you get two Pop-Tarts per package.
I know. It's great because you eat one, and you're like, hey, I'm only halfway done here.
It's so good. And I don't know about you, but I've never been one to put them in the toaster. I've never I just ate them straight from the package. I don't know if I'm weird in doing that, but that was just the way to do it.
I did both. I always thought that they were better in the toaster if you had milk.
Okay.
Because then you've got the coldness of the milk and the hotness of the toaster. But no, I do have to tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, and I got to give you a disclaimer here because I wouldn't be a good attorney if I didn't. Kids, do not try this at home, all right? But I my mom was throwing out a toaster. And so I took this old toaster, and my dad was a coal miner, so I had lots of black tape, right? Because he would just come in giant spools. And I duct taped a toaster outside in the on position. So, you know, you push the button for the toaster?
Oh, yeah.
I would duct tape it down in the on position. I put two Pop-Tarts in there, and it cycled through about four times because it didn't eject the Pop-Tart, right? It just kept cooking the Pop-Tart until the goo inside started boiling.
Ugh.
And literally, it was a Pop-Tart flamethrower. I mean, it was just this flaming goo comes shooting out of the top of the toaster. Oh, it was the coolest thing ever. But of course, and I pardon the pun, but the toaster was toast.
Yeah.
I mean, it was never to be used again.
Brad, you're the reason why they put silly labels on things. You're a lawyer. You know why they have to do that, because somebody like you was going to put a Pop-Tart into the toaster for, you know, an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
So they have to put these silly labels on them, these silly warnings.
Yeah, okay. I'm guilty as charged. But so for you, it was cherry Pop-Tarts?
Cherry Pop-Tarts were number one. I really like the s'mores Pop-Tarts as well. Strawberry,
yep.
Also great. I've been looking online. There's like some bizarre flavors out there that they've created since the inception of the Pop-Tart. There's like cookies and cream and like weird, like really bizarre birthday cake ones. Like,
I don't want that.
That's where I draw the line. But
I don't want that. Blueberry was my favorite.
Yeah, those are good too.
I like that. And but I do have to tell you this. I heard some rumors last week. There's absolutely no truth, Matt. No truth at all. It's fake news that Mr. Bill Post, the creator and inventor of the Pop-Tart, there's no truth to the rumor that he was buried vertically in the ground. Okay? That is just fake news. It's not true.
Thanks for clearing that up.
So I don't want anyone to be fooled by that, because he was not buried in like a metal slot in the ground vertically. Yeah. It does not happen that way. That's just fake news. When we come back from this break, I've got, again, a lot of stories to break down. But the beauty of this show, from my perspective, of course, is that it's open to you. You get to control. You get to interact with the host. You get to direct and control the direction of the show. What's on your mind? 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. We'll be right back.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And if you've heard this show before and you've heard anything about student loans, you're going to know my position on this. But I want to break this issue down this evening because it was announced last week that the Biden administration has announced a $1.2 billion in additional student loan forgiveness. Now, it's technically not a forgiveness plan. It's really a situation where this is just going to the national debt. No one's being forgiven of this. They don't have to pay it back, but we do. So it's not as if the students' loans are being forgiven. What's happening is that the Biden administration is transferring debt from students to you. If you are a taxpayer right now, your tax liability just went up because the Biden administration announced an additional $1.2 billion in student loan forgiveness for more than 150,000 borrowers. Now, in looking at their statement, and this to me is something that the Biden administration is cheering. And I want to get not just a situation where I'm mocking the Biden administration. You know, that's not how I roll. That's not what I do. But I want to get into the idea of, is this a good idea or is this a bad idea? Is this good for our country or bad for our country? Let's discuss the topic and the idea, not just mock the administration. But they announced, I'm actually reading the quote that I got from the Biden administration that said, and I'm quoting, "The Biden-Harris administration has now approved nearly $138 billion in student debt cancellation for almost 3.9 million borrowers through more than two dozen executive actions," unquote. Now, that's from the press release from the Biden-Harris administration. And you might remember that there was a situation where it went to the Supreme Court several years ago about whether Biden could just, with the stroke of a pen, just waive and eliminate, exterminate all student loan debt. And that got challenged. It went up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. Why? Because financial matters are the province of Congress, not the executive branch. And so since Congress didn't authorize this, President Biden couldn't do it. But President Biden has looked at this and figured out ways that through executive orders here and there in situations involving repayments that he could set conditions in such a way that literally now, according to their dollars figure, $138 billion in student debt cancellation. And of course, I disagree with that idea of student debt cancellation. It's not canceled. It's not as if it's been pardoned. It's not like it's not as if they've been forgiven, like sins are forgiven. Not like that at all. They're simply being transferred. They're being transferred from students to transferred over to taxpayers in general. And I think this is a colossally bad idea. I read just this week that the national debt is now up to $33 trillion. $33 trillion with a T dollars. That's our national debt. And the interest on our national debt right now is almost the same as what we spend for the entire defense budget every year. That's right. Our debt, our interest payments, because we're not paying down on the national debt. It's as if you have a mortgage on your house, when you make a mortgage payment every month, that mortgage payment is comprised of two different figures. Number one is it's a principal payment, meaning every time you make a payment, the total amount that you owe on your house goes down by a certain amount. And it's also an interest payment. So you're paying the bank for the right, or for the privilege rather, of borrowing the money to buy your house. You don't have to come up with all that money at once. That's how mortgage works. But that's not how our national debt works. So when the U.S. government pays interest on the debt, there's not one penny that's going towards reducing the national debt. It's only going towards the interest owed on the national debt. And right now, it's almost up to $1 trillion. That's just the interest on the debt is almost up to $1 trillion. I think it's around $700 billion or $800 billion right now, and will soon match what we spend every year to protect our country with our Defense Department and our armed forces. And I don't think that's a good idea. If you think reducing student loans is a good idea, I would love to talk that over with you. 314-436-7900. You can call or text. Would love to hear from you. But here are some of the reasons why I just think this is a bad idea. It's a bad idea to cancel the debt. First of all, I think the student loan forgiveness is really just an abuse of the system. Think about it from this perspective. Did anyone force students to take out loans? No. There was no, it wasn't done at the barrel of a gun. They weren't being told that they had to do it. It wasn't required. Those students borrowed that money voluntarily. And so to say that something that you entered into, let's say it's a contract. If I hire you to mow my yard, okay, and I'm going to pay you $25 to mow my yard. And then if you come and mow my yard and all of a sudden I say, yeah, you know what? I want a forgiveness. I don't really want to pay you to mow my yard. I just want that debt forgiven. You're going to say, no, not at all. You, meaning to me, Brad, you got the benefit of my labor of me mowing your lawn. You're going to pay me for mowing the lawn. And so in this instance, students who borrowed money, they got the benefit of having that money. They went to school, they got an education, and through that education, and I'll get to this point in a moment, but through that education, that individual gets a higher paying job. God bless you. It's the American way. That's the way I did it. I borrowed my way through law school. My parents didn't pay any of my law school. In fact, I only applied to three law schools. I got admitted to all three. But when I wanted to go to Washington University, I literally couldn't go there. Why? Even though I was admitted, they said, Brad, we want you to come to our law school. Couldn't do it. Why? Because the tuition was more than what I could borrow every year. My limit at the time in the 80s, you could only borrow up to $15,000 a year for all student loans. And the tuition at the time for Washington University Law School was about $17,000 or $18,000 a year. So I physically could not borrow enough money to go there. So I went to St. Louis U because it was cheaper. Great school. I love my education. Glad I went there. But I borrowed my way through. So by the time I got to my third year, the tuition was higher than what I could borrow. So I just gave up eating. And if you could see me today, you'd say, well, he's made up for lost time. But the point being is that when I borrowed that money, I got married to my now wife. We had to pay that money back. Nobody came. Nobody said you could be forgiven of those. And if they had, I wouldn't have wanted it because I received the benefit of borrowing that money. And it's my responsibility to pay that back. And in fact, if you look at it from this perspective, who borrows the money? Who, I mean, what happens to that money? It goes to get you a college degree, a graduate degree, in my case, a law degree. And because of that, I get to make more money. Anyone who has a college degree has a greater earning potential than someone without a college degree. So why are we forgiving the debts of individuals who now have a greater earning capacity because of the money they borrowed? These are the folks who should have to pay that back. When you look at other welfare programs, they go to individuals who can't afford it. They don't have the money. They don't have the ability to go out and earn an income. Look at Social Security disability. These are benefits that go to people that cannot go out and earn a living. Okay, that's a necessary evil. We have to do that. But do we have to forgive the debts of people who now have a higher earning capacity? They're the ones who should be paying these back, not canceling them. But instead, we've got an extra $138 billion added to our national debt for what seems to be the only reason being is to buy votes. That's what it seems like to me. Secondly, only 20% of American adults have student loan debt. So is it fair? How fair is it to say for those 20% of Americans, we're going to give you debt relief so you've got more money to spend on cell phones and streaming services instead of helping out other segments of the population? How fair is that? That's not fair at all. And yet that's really what happens when we have that student loan forgiveness. And I also mentioned, I think I talked about it a moment ago to some extent, that it really disproportionately helps the rich. It's helping people who have law degrees to pay off their debts. Do you think someone with a law degree should have the government come and say your debt is forgiven? Not a chance. If you've got a law degree or a medical degree, you should be paying it back because now you have much, much greater earning potential because of that borrowing. And really, let's get down to the heart of it. The problem with borrowing money for college today isn't borrowing money. The problem is how much college costs. That's the real issue here. That's the real issue. I know I've put two kids through college and my third is a junior at Mizzou. And right now, college tuition costs go up about 12 to 15% a year. And they were doing that when the rate of inflation was at 1% or 2%. And yet college tuition goes up 12 to 15% a year. Why? Because they're building all those buildings. That's why. So really the bigger issue here is not are we borrowing too much money to go to college? The real issue is why does college cost so much? And let me put it in these terms before we go to the break. And that's this: economics. If you are forgiving people's debts, is that going to make college more affordable or less affordable? It's going to make it less affordable because if this were in an area where you were competing in the marketplace, a university could say, you know what, our numbers are dropping. We've got fewer kids going to school. Maybe we need to make it cheaper so that more people can come to school. But if the colleges know they can just loan money like crazy to students and the government's going to forgive the debt anyway, All that's going to do is encourage colleges to increase their costs because they know the students are never going to pay it back anyway. And it just seems to me like if you've ever paid off a loan, whether it's a car loan or a mortgage or any kind of loan, you did the right thing. And yet, in this instance, we're rewarding bad behavior by students who are spending way too much money on lots of things and then crying because they can't afford to pay back the loans that they themselves agreed contractually to pay back. That doesn't seem fair to me. Does that seem fair to you? I'd love to hear what you think. 314-436-7900. Call or text. Phone lines are open. Stick around. We'll be back right after this on At Your Service. Welcome back to Camel X. Matt Pajeski and I were talking during the break, and he said, man, I'm hungry for Pop-Tarts now. But you were looking into, what are some of the weird flavors for Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, so I knew they had some bizarre ones, so I looked them up, and just off the top right here, strawberry milkshake, chocolate chip pancake, pumpkin pie, Apple Jacks, confetti cupcake. I mean, I could go on all night, Brad. There's a lot. Snickerdoodle, wild berry, hot fudge sundae.
Yeah.
That's a bit too much for me. It's just, you know, it's artificial flavorings and sugar just going straight to your bloodstream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have to eat some of those Pop-Tarts with a side of insulin.
Yeah.
Is what you need to take with that stuff, because it is. It's totally sugar. But I hate to say this because I sound like somebody as old as President Biden when I say this, but we just needed the flavors that they came out with. Weren't those good enough?
I thought so, but apparently somebody needed frosted banana bread Pop-Tarts.
Frosted banana and pumpkin?
Yeah, pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice Pop-Tart?
You know, come fall, Brad, you got to jump on the pumpkin spice train, otherwise you're missing out on money.
Listen, I think pumpkin spice should be banned by the Geneva Convention as cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, I wouldn't eat that under protest. There's no way.
No.
Oh, that sounds gross. Cherry, those were great. Strawberry, blueberry, those were great.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a lawsuit. This was, my goodness, this was probably in the 90s. But somebody sued Kellogg's because the strawberry Pop-Tarts contained no strawberries.
What? No way.
It's all apple filling. It's flavored apple filling. It's not actually strawberries. Mm. At least at the time it wasn't. Now, I think since then, they've added a little bit of strawberry so they can say it contains actual strawberries,
yeah.
But it was primarily apple because apples are cheaper.
Gotcha.
So you could flavor apples to be anything that you want. So a lot of the flavoring was done with apples. But I'll tell you, when it was shooting out of that toaster, it was just on fire is what it was.
Yeah.
It was a flaming flamethrower of Pop-Tart goo is what that thing was.
That's a weapon, Brad.
It's a weapon. Speaking of being banned by the Geneva Convention, my goodness, use that weapon in warfare and the Swiss are going to be calling you. But no, I want to go back. I was talking about this student loan issue and I got a lot of texts actually coming in during the break. Thank you very much. You can text just like the phone line, 314-436-7900. And most of the folks texting in are in agreement that if you borrow money, you should have to pay it back. If you get the benefits of an education, particularly if that launches you into a higher income bracket, I mean, you have a contractual, moral, ethical, and legal responsibility to pay that back. And yet, in the amount of, according to the White House, $138 billion has been not forgiven, but simply transferred from students who borrowed those debts, have been transferred to the national debt that's being paid by you and me and our kids and grandkids and great-grandchildren for no real reason other than to simply buy votes. So I'm glad that the folks who are texting in agree with me on that. Thank you very much. But I was really hoping that somebody would call in and say, no, I think student loan forgiveness is a good idea. Not that I want to debate it. I just want to have someone with that perspective and to back up that position that this is a good idea. Because any way that I analyze it, it's just not just a bad idea, it's wrong. And I'm certainly glad that a lot of you are in complete agreement on that. Can I go? I think we got a call on the line. Tyson's been calling in. Hey, Tyson, good to talk to you.
Hey, you too, Brad. So I agree with you that the college is too expensive. And why wouldn't it be? Because the loans are going to get paid back one way or another.
Sure.
So they're willing to give loans to anyone, no matter how qualified they are or are not.
Exactly.
You know, I find the industry to be a little bit predatory for that reason.
Oh, it's extremely predatory.
What's that?
Yeah, it's extremely predatory, Tyson, because you've got universities and colleges. You may have the lowest of low GPAs in high school, but if you show up at college and say, you know what, I want to study, microbiology, even though I can't spell it, they're going to say, we're going to sign you right up, and here you can borrow $25,000, $30,000 a year tuition money. It's extremely predatory.
Right. So if it's predatory, two things have to happen. One, the system has to change. But two, should you have to pay it back if you were preyed upon?
Well, but don't forget, though, the school has already got their money. The school gets their money at the time that the right. student takes out the loan. So really, mm-hmm. in terms of paying it back, it's you and I that are holding the bag for that.
Sure, I understand that.
So it's by the time that the debt is incurred, the offending party has already committed the ethical crime. They've already been paid. And so it's like the burglar has already broken into your house and stolen the money, but now we're going to try to get repaid by somebody else. So the offending party keeps getting away with it. And when the government forgives these loans, all it's going to do is encourage more people to take out more loans who shouldn't be.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Camel X. Matt Pajeski and I were talking during the break, and he said, man, I'm hungry for Pop-Tarts now. But you were looking into, what are some of the weird flavors for Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, so I knew they had some bizarre ones, so I looked them up, and just off the top right here, strawberry milkshake, chocolate chip pancake, pumpkin pie, Apple Jacks, confetti cupcake. I mean, I could go on all night, Brad. There's a lot. Snickerdoodle, wild berry, hot fudge sundae.
Yeah.
That's a bit too much for me. It's just, you know, it's artificial flavorings and sugar just going straight to your bloodstream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have to eat some of those Pop-Tarts with a side of insulin is what you need to take with that stuff. Because it's totally sugar. But I hate to say this because I sound like somebody as old as President Biden when I say this, but we just needed the flavors that they came out with. Weren't those good enough?
I thought so, but apparently somebody needed frosted banana bread Pop-Tarts.
Frosted banana and pumpkin?
Yeah, pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice Pop-Tart?
You know, come fall, Brad, you got to jump on the pumpkin spice train, otherwise you're missing out on money.
Listen, I think pumpkin spice should be banned by the Geneva Convention as cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, I wouldn't eat that under protest. There's no way.
No.
Oh, that sounds gross. But cherry, oh, those were great. Strawberry, blueberry, those were great.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a lawsuit. This was, my goodness, this was probably in the 90s. But somebody sued Kellogg's because the strawberry Pop-Tarts contained no strawberries.
What?
No way. It's all apple filling. It's flavored apple filling. It's not actually strawberries. Mm. At least at the time it wasn't. Now, I think since then, they've added a little bit of strawberry so they can say it contains actual strawberries.
Yeah.
But it was primarily apple because apples are cheaper.
Gotcha.
So you could flavor apples to be anything that you want. So a lot of the flavoring was done with apples. But I'll tell you, when it was shooting out of that toaster, it was just on fire is what it was.
Yeah.
It was a flaming flamethrower of Pop-Tart goo is what that thing was.
That's a weapon, Brad.
It's a weapon. Speaking of being banned by the Geneva Convention, my goodness, use that weapon in warfare and the Swiss are going to be calling you. But no, I want to go back. I was talking about this student loan issue, and I got a lot of texts actually coming in during the break. Thank you very much. You can text just like the phone line, 314-436-7900. And most of the folks texting in are in agreement that if you borrow money, you should have to pay it back. If you get the benefits of an education, particularly if that launches you into a higher income bracket, I mean, you have a contractual, moral, ethical, and legal responsibility to pay that back. And yet, in the amount of, according to the White House, $138 billion has been not forgiven, but simply transferred from students who borrowed those debts, have been transferred to the national debt that's being paid by you and me and our kids and grandkids and great-grandchildren for no real reason other than to simply buy votes. So I'm glad that the folks who are texting in agree with me on that. Thank you very much. But I was really hoping that somebody would call in and say, no, I think student loan forgiveness is a good idea. Not that I want to debate it. I just want to have someone with that perspective and to back up that position that this is a good idea. Because any way that I analyze it, it's just not just a bad idea. It's wrong. And I'm certainly glad that a lot of you are in complete agreement on that. Can I go? I think we got a call on the line. Tyson's been calling in. Hey, Tyson, good to talk to you.
Hey, you too, Brad. So I agree with you that the college is too expensive. And why wouldn't it be? Because the loans are going to get paid back one way or another.
Sure.
So they're willing to give loans to anyone, no matter how qualified they are or are not.
Exactly.
You know, I find the industry to be a little bit predatory for that reason.
Oh, it's extremely predatory.
Really? What's that?
Yeah, it's extremely predatory, Tyson, because you've got universities and colleges. You may have the lowest of low GPAs in high school, but if you show up at college and say, you know what, I want to study microbiology, even though I can't spell it, they're going to say, we're going to sign you right up, and here you can borrow $25,000, $30,000 a year tuition money. It's extremely predatory.
Right. So if it's predatory, two things have to happen. One, the system has to change. But two, should you have to pay it back if you were preyed upon?
Well, but don't forget, though, the school has already got their money. The school gets their money at the time that the student takes out the loan. So really, in terms of paying it back, it's you and I that are holding the bag for that.
Sure, I understand that.
So it's by the time that the debt is incurred, the offending party has already committed the ethical crime. They've already been paid. And so it's like the burglar has already broken into your house and stolen the money, but now we're going to try to get repaid by somebody else. So the offending party keeps getting away with it. And when the government forgives these loans, all it's going to do is encourage more people to take out more loans who shouldn't be, and incurring more debt that they're never going to pay off.
It may or may not, because my understanding of what he forgave was someone who's paid off a loan for 25 years.
That's
true.
So you
figure that person's 47 going on 50. Unfortunately, they haven't made it in life financially if they haven't been able to pay off their loans. I'm not really that opposed to forgiving loans at that point.
Well, don't forget, though, this is the fallback position, because the initial position of the Biden administration was to forgive all student debts, all student loans, just with a swipe of the pen, and they're gone. And that would have included, you're right, for these folks under this particular program, these are folks who have been making payments for an extended period of time. And yet, why should they not have to fulfill their legal, moral, and ethical obligation to pay that back completely? I mean, when you borrowed money for your car, let's say, for example, you borrowed money, and after 2 or 3 years of making payments on your car, the car turns out to be a lemon. After 2 or 3 years, you can't take it back. You still have to pay it off. You can't go to the bank and say, you know what, this car dealership, they were just predatory and they made me buy this car. And Mr. Banker or Ms. Banker, I really don't want to pay you back for your loan. They're going to laugh at you.
That is true, but you could file bankruptcy and have that loan discharged, where you can't do that really with student loans.
And thank goodness for that.
In addition to that, not only is it predatory, we're giving it to young people who may not understand the consequences. It's more akin to a mortgage than a car loan, because it's going to last for years and years and years.
That's true.
And years on end, maybe the rest of your life. These same people could not get a car loan or a home loan from that same bank, but yet we're throwing tens of thousands of dollars at them and expecting them to understand the lifelong consequences.
Well, I don't know, 18-year-olds fighting a war. If you're smart enough to fight in a war, you're smart enough to figure out that I got to pay off my student loans.
That is true on that hand. On the other hand, you're not smart enough to buy alcohol, and in some places, cigarettes. And you're not financially smart enough to be able to get a car loan or a home loan. But these same banks will give them tens of thousands for student loans.
Right. But you know why, though? The reason why they'll give student loans to students is because they're backed by the federal government. So the bank knows, hey, look, if John Smith doesn't pay off his loan, the government's going to pay me back, so I'll loan him as much money as he wants. So
that's exactly right.
But you do raise a good point there, Tyson, and I will give you credit for that, that in this instance, these loans are being forgiven are for individuals who have a track record of paying them off. And for that, at least on this particular $1 billion loan forgiveness, even though, again, it's not a forgiveness, it's a transfer of debt. But in this instance, at least those individuals have been making payments, and I will give them that. Tyson, I appreciate you calling in this evening.
You bet. Have a good night.
All right, you too, sir. Thanks for calling in. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, and listen, I will tell you, I got one person here that says the original Pop-Tart flavors, Matt, were strawberry, apricot, baked apple, and brown sugar cinnamon. I'm not sure And they say, I'm not sure they were much better than what we have now. Maybe so. I haven't eaten pumpkin spice Pop-Tarts. You be the judge. Brad Young, Camo X. Don't go away.
Rich Orris hosts the King of OX Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. Saturday at 11 on The Voice of St. Louis, King of OX.
Thanks for sticking around for At Your Service. We'll be on this evening until 10 o'clock, and we'll be going through lots of different news stories. One of the news stories that struck me this week is this. And we've heard a lot of stories recently about how all of a sudden in our culture, it's somehow prejudicial, it's somehow discriminatory to say that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. That suddenly now that's a bad thing, and it just happened over the last few years. It's shocking to me. But we had when a Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson was before the Senate for her nomination hearings, she was asked, and I'm quoting, quote, Senator, what is a woman? Unquote. And Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said, I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm not a biologist. That was her answer. So we don't know what men and women are. And of course you do. If you know what a woman is, you know what a man is. But there's this idea now, when you talk about trans students and trans athletes, we've got men participating in women's sports, which is crazy. You know, you never see the opposite. You don't see that going the other way. You only see women who have transitioned men who have transitioned to women participating in sports. You're not seeing the opposite. But I've always said that I really want to buy a Harley and to self-identify as a bicyclist. And I would win the Tour de France every year. I would win it. No question. I would be the most highly decorated cyclist the world has ever seen if I simply got on a Harley and self-identified as a bicyclist. But what's interesting is that today there's a story that came out in the Science of Neurology Journal of, it's the National Academy of Sciences Journal, that a peer-reviewed study has shown that men and women's brains do work differently. And it was studied with MRI imaging, and they studied how women process information. You know, we know that certain parts of the brain are used for certain activities. And so by doing MRI imaging of the brains of men and women, if they could even, I mean, I don't know how the scientists could identify what men and women are if they're in academia, but they claim they did. But here's what I think is interesting. In the very top of this article, the article has to mention that it is controversial to study how men and women are different. Why is that controversial? Why is it controversial to say a man is different from a woman? No one's saying that men are better than women or that women are better than men. But there, obviously, there's a difference. And I don't need to spell out what that difference is. Also, what I think is interesting is I talked to a forensic pathologist one time. And I said, can you identify from the bones, a skeletal bones, can you identify a man from a woman? It's absolutely. So if you take a male skeleton and bury it in the ground and in 20 years dig it up, any forensic pathologist can tell you that's a man's skeleton. Just like a woman. You bury a female skeleton 20 years from now, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, you dig up that skeleton and you can say whether that's a man or a woman. But apparently we just can't say whether it's a man or woman today when they're still alive. Apparently that is the restriction. But there is a difference. And you know what? Wouldn't life be boring if there wasn't a difference? I mean, my wife and I, very different. And yet, would you really want to be married to yourself? No, not at all. Embrace the difference. Embrace the challenges. Enjoy the differences between men and women. from emotionally, cognitively, relationally, in all the different ways. But this study showed that the way that men perceive themselves is different than what women perceive themselves. Of course, that's obvious. And it's also big differences in how men and women view introspection and retrieving personal memories, which I thought was very interesting. And it's also, the study proved, which again, who didn't know this 500 years ago? Well, okay, maybe not 500, but easily 200 years ago, that men and women have chromosomes that release sex-specific hormones in the brain. We've known this, and yet it's suddenly big news that there's a study that came out. It was from Time magazine, had to come out and say, yes, men and women are different. Well, I don't know if you have an email address for Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, but I would like to send her this article because she needs to know this. She needs to know that, number one, that there are some scientists who have no problem saying this is a man and this is a woman, and also that there are differences in how we think, how we respond to stimulus, how we process memories, and I'm sure that you are thankful for that. I know my wife is so giving and generous in ways that I never could be. And I don't think that's just because of our environment. Some of that is actually genetic. I have no question about it. And I bet that you would have a similar view talking about your spouse and the qualities that he or she have that you don't have. Seems to me common sense. But as the old saying goes, common sense isn't quite so common anymore. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about traffic issues in St. Louis. Talk about temp tags, those dreaded temp tags. And there's bills in Jefferson City to solve this problem that I know that you can relate to. Brad Young, at your service. Stick around. We'll be right back after this break.
Rich Orris hosts the King of OX Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts, Saturday at 11 on The Voice of St. Louis, King of OX.
Thanks for sticking around for At Your Service. We'll be on this evening until 10 o'clock, and we'll be going through lots of different news stories. One of the news stories that struck me this week is this. And we've heard a lot of stories recently about how all of a sudden in our culture, it's somehow prejudicial, it's somehow discriminatory to say that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. That suddenly now that's a bad thing. And it just happened over the last few years. It's shocking to me. We had when Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson was before the Senate for her nomination hearings, she was asked, and I'm quoting, quote, "Senator, what is a woman?" Unquote. And Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said, "I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm not a biologist." That was her answer. So we don't know what men and women are. And of course you do. If you know what a woman is, you know what a man is. But there's this idea now, when you talk about trans students and trans athletes, we've got men participating in women's sports, which is crazy. You never see the opposite. You don't see that going the other way. You only see women who have transitioned men who have transitioned to women participating in sports. You're not seeing the opposite. But I've always said that I really want to buy a Harley and to self-identify as a bicyclist. And I would win the Tour de France every year. I would win it. No question. I would be the most highly decorated cyclist the world has ever seen if I simply got on a Harley and self-identified as a bicyclist. But what's interesting is that today there's a story that came out in the Science of Neurology Journal of, it's the National Academy of Sciences Journal, that a peer-reviewed study has shown that men and women's brains do work differently. And it was studied with MRI imaging, and they studied how women process information. You know, we know that certain parts of the brain are used for certain activities. And so by doing MRI imaging of the brains of men and women, if they could even, I mean, I don't know how the scientists could identify what men and women are if they're in academia, but they claim they did. But here's what I think is interesting. In the very top of this article, the article has to mention that it is controversial to study how men and women are different. Why is that controversial? Why is it controversial to say a man is different from a woman? No one's saying that men are better than women or that women are better than men. But there, obviously, there's a difference. And I don't need to spell out what that difference is. Also, what I think is interesting is I talked to a forensic pathologist one time, and I said, can you identify from the bones, a skeletal bones, can you identify a man from a woman? He said, absolutely. So if you take a male skeleton and bury it in the ground and in 20 years dig it up, any forensic pathologist can tell you that's a man's skeleton. Like, just like a woman. You bury a female skeleton 20 years from now, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, you dig up that skeleton and you can say whether that's a man or a woman. But apparently we just can't say whether it's a man or woman today when they're still alive. Apparently that is the restriction. But there is a difference. And you know what? Wouldn't life be boring if there wasn't a difference? I mean, my wife and I, very different. And yet, would you really want to be married to yourself? No, not at all. Embrace the difference. Embrace the challenges. Enjoy the differences between men and women, from emotionally, cognitively, relationally, in all the different ways. But this study showed that the way that men perceive themselves is different than what women perceive themselves. Of course, that's obvious. And it's also big differences in how men and women view introspection and retrieving personal memories, which I thought was very interesting. And it's also, the study proved, which again, who didn't know this 500 years ago? Well, okay, maybe not 500, but easily 200 years ago, that men and women have chromosomes that release sex-specific hormones in the brain. We've known this, and yet it's suddenly big news that there's a study that came out. It was from Time magazine, had to come out and say, yes, men and women are different. Well, I don't know if you have an email address for Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, but I would like to send her this article because she needs to know this. She needs to know that, number one, that there are some scientists who have no problem saying this is a man and this is a woman, and also that there are differences in how we think, how we respond to stimulus, how we process memories, and I'm sure that you are thankful for that. I know my wife is so giving and generous in ways that I never could be. And I don't think that's just because of our environment. Some of that is actually genetic. I have no question about it. And I bet that you would have a similar view talking about your spouse and the qualities that he or she have that you don't have. Seems to me common sense. But as the old saying goes, common sense isn't quite so common anymore. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about traffic issues in St. Louis, talk about temp tags, those dreaded temp tags. And there's bills in Jefferson City to solve this problem that I know that you can relate to. Brad Young at your service. Stick around. We'll be right back after this break.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.